On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down a decision that dealt a blow to unions representing public employees. The justices said in a 5-4 opinion that state government workers who choose not to join a union cannot be compelled to pay a share of union dues for covering the cost of negotiating contracts. Up until now, some workers could enjoy union benefits without paying official dues, but still had to pay what are called agency fees to cover the cost of collective bargaining. David Groves is with the Washington State Labor Council, the state's largest union organization, representing 600 labor organizations in the state. Groves says the result of the ruling will be less clout when it comes to getting workers fair compensation for their labors.
For those unions that have a significant number of people that choose not to contribute to the cause, they're going to be weaker, and that will result in weaker contracts. When they go to the bargaining table, if the employer sees you as divided and not representing the whole workforce, that puts you in a much weaker position to bargain for raises, to maintain good health benefits or retirement benefits.
Some conservatives are hailing the ruling. The Washington arm of the Freedom Foundation released a memo saying, quote, "To the unions, its member dues are nothing but an ATM from which they can make unlimited withdrawals to support a radical left-wing agenda that all too often has nothing whatsoever to do with compensation, benefits, or any other work-related consideration." I'm Steve Jackson reporting.